Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. This podcast is ran 100% by the questions that you submit to me on Twitter. So if you have a question for me on marketing, recruiting, team building, mindset, etc., be more than happy to help you out. Just hit me on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Today's question comes from a friend of mine, Allie Gordon. What's up, Allie? She says, I would love it if you could share some of the words that you use that typically lower resistance and some that raise it. Well, managing resistance is, it's like one of the big deals with me. I'm always managing resistance, not just in my vocabulary and my language when I'm talking to prospects, but also in my marketing. Okay. In my marketing, it's just a big, big deal. I'm always looking for that. So let's talk about, so what are some things that raise resistance? Okay. So when you tell someone you'd be perfect for this, this is a no-brainer. You should absolutely join. Okay. Those are, they're kind of dictation-like, like you're telling them what to do. Basically, a lot of people, and I'm definitely one of them, if someone tells me what to do, like in a dictator-like way, even if their advice is good, my instincts say to not do it. I don't like being told what to do. I don't like it, right? Now, sometimes when it comes to my wife, you know, I have to, right? She's the boss. But I don't like to. And so I would just be very careful. You, instead of being a dictator, okay, instead of saying, well, why wouldn't you do this? Or you should definitely do this. This is a perfect fit for you. You totally kill it, right? Instead of making those dictations, use words that allow them to draw their own conclusion, okay? So instead of saying, hey, you should definitely buy this, you might want to say, hey, you know, if you consider the benefit and it makes sense, you might consider buying it. Now, see, that last statement, okay, if you consider the benefit and it makes sense, you might consider buying it, that is an extremely persuasive sentence. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm actually telling you what to think. So if I say consider the benefit of this right here, okay? So let's say that I'm marketing a coaching program, okay? And I say to someone, you should definitely buy this coaching program. That's going to raise resistance. They're going to be like, I don't know. I'm feeling a little pressured. But if I say, hey, here's what you do. Just consider the benefit of having a coach in your corner. See, they have to think about the benefits of having a coach. Same goal, very, very different words. And so let's say that you're in a binary, and you know, I've only had success in a binary compensation plan. One of the things that I love about binaries is that they have urgency, meaning when I talk to somebody, whether they join or not, the next person that I join could fall underneath them if they joined, right? So I use that urgency all the time. And so, you know, I could say to somebody, hey, if you're, you know, if this is something that you believe is a fit for you, you might want to consider hopping on board sooner than later, because after I leave this meeting, I'm going to meet with this other guy. And let me tell you about this other guy. He's amazing. He's part of the Chamber of Commerce. He's super, super connected. And the reason I'm telling you this is if he decides to join, and you also decided to join, but you joined before him, he would actually fall underneath you. Now, see, in there, I didn't make any dictations. I didn't say, oh, you better get in before I go get Joe. See, that would raise resistance because I'm making a dictation. All I'm saying is you might want to consider. And so you might want to consider is kind of one of my phrases my coaches joke with me about, because I say it all the time. But just watch your language. Watch your language. So many people, they do things that raise resistance. So many people, like I'll tell you, this happens at events all the time. I'll have people say, I'm 5'11". I think that's like an average height. I'm not like, you know, super tall and I'm not super short. 5'11", pretty average height. But I've had people twice in my network marketing career. Two times I had someone come up to me and say, "Oh, I thought you'd be taller." And then, of course, they asked me a bunch of questions that they hoped that I would answer. Well, I answered them, but think about that. Don't start off with a negative, you know, slam. Don't start off with a, something that makes the person you're speaking to feel lesser. I mean, I'm pretty bulletproof, so you could say almost anything to me and I don't feel lesser. All it does is I recognize your inability to properly speak to other human beings. Right. And so, you know, maybe that was a weird example, but just watch your language. Don't compliment people. Don't bring up their flaws. Okay. Or bring up your perceived flaws about them. And also don't tell people what to do. Right. Let them draw that conclusion, because a person convinced against their will is of the same I messed up the phrase. The person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. So you don't push people, you pull them. You pull them into thinking that whatever you have to offer is the best choice for them. So there you go, Allie. I hope you got benefit out of this and everyone else. If you have a question for me, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. And also, if you like this type of training, make sure you check out our annual event. It's Top Earner Academy. You can check it out at topearneracademy.com. We do it once a year. It's in Tampa, Florida, and it's going to be awesome. So consider the benefit of buying your ticket to Top Earner Academy at topearneracademy.com. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.